White House honors Sharon Gorman, Sanctuary City Policies Cause Another Preventable Tragedy. By John Binder on March 26, 2026. The White House is honoring 18-year-old Sharon Gorman, murdered in the sanctuary city of Chicago, Illinois, allegedly by an illegal alien who should have been previously turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. In a post this week, the White House paid tribute to Sharon, who was a freshman at Loyola University Chicago when she was gunned down in a random shooting while hanging out with friends. Jose Medina-Medina, a 25-year-old illegal alien from Venezuela, has been charged with her murder. A preventable tragedy, the White House posted to social media. Sharon Gorman was murdered by an illegal alien released into the U.S. in 2023 under the Biden administration, a direct result of failed border and sanctuary city policies. The Trump admin is working hard to prevent tragedies like this from happening again, the post reads. Prayers are with her loved ones. ICE officials have confirmed that Medina-Medina was first apprehended at the southern border on May 9, 2023, and that, as a result of the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release policy, he was released from Border Patrol custody into the United States Interior, where he made his way to Chicago. A month later, in June 2023, Medina-Medina was arrested in Chicago for shoplifting, but ICE was not contacted about his arrest, thanks to the city and state sanctuary policies, and therefore, he was not turned over to federal agents to face deportation. In jurisdictions where local law enforcement cooperate with ICE, illegal aliens who end up in city and county jails can be handed off to agents so that they are not released back into the community, as Medina-Medina was. The illegal alien remains in police custody and is being treated for tuberculosis. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.